Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God damn it. Let's get started. The first thing I want to say is this title, The Strongest and the Baddest. I ain't talking about me. Get that straight. I ain't talking about me. I ain't the strongest and I ain't the baddest. There is a set thing, though. And that is what we're going to be talking about. So, first, you know this politics, man. You know the shit is fucking, you know, shit's so crazy. There's one race of people, I guess, that ex-president Trump, he don't have bigotry towards him. And now, it used to be Ivana or Ivanka or whatever her fucking name is, just the earlier wife. It used to be her country. But she divorced him, so, you know, he didn't kick her to the curb and that country of people. Now it's his present wife, Melania, I guess that's her name. It's the country she's from. Now, why I think that's important is the next time he tells a natural citizen or a person who's actually become a legal citizen, the next time they tell one of them motherfuckers to leave, we all need to think to ask him, why does he cater, why does he choose women from broken countries? Now, these women, They cater to a lot of makeup, as he do, and they're totally subservient to his motherfucking ass. They don't care what he do. I mean, I ain't gonna be mad at him for that because, you know, motherfuckers wanna have it like that in their house. You gotta be able to imagine Trump supporters. First, according to him, they're all purebred Americans. And those of you who are pure Americans, step forward. Now, of you who are full Americans, those of you who don't have DNA from another country, step forward. And of those who step forward, what are you going to do when he tells you to leave? Because you have lineage from another country. I know. What about y'all black ass motherfucking supporters? You supporters of Trump. Well, what the fuck are you going to do when he tells you to go back to your motherfucking country? And how come none of you care that Melania's parents have been naturalized as citizens? Now, you know how long that shit takes. They didn't have to wait. As Trump says, is the correct way to enter this country. I'm talking to you black-ass motherfucking Trump supporters. Why don't you take your fucking ass back to your country since you believe in that shit, your country of origin? Why don't you get your ass up and go back there? You black motherfucker. I stayed down in my later years. I wasn't trying to run down the street claiming this campus. But I was doing shit to let you know, I'm alive and well, and my motherfucker's taking care of myself. I didn't do nothing major except start Sidewalk University, but I did fuck with major players. Now, where was this sentence when I needed it? If I would have known that all I had to do was tell those fools, don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you see. And surely do not believe what you hear. No, I would have known that's all I needed to do. Because that's what them drag niggas do. I would have been one of them. I would have had my motherfucking hoes use that shit. And I could have been in on some of them means them niggas was getting. But I had no idea that people would really not believe what they see or hear. Well, what I'm saying is, you don't believe what you read, you don't believe what you see, you don't believe what you hear, you just believe Trump. Now, what I'm saying, either that sentence, don't believe what you read, don't believe what you see, don't believe what you hear, either that is a very powerful statement, or people have lost their goddamn minds. The man has changed his mind about the fucking Russians not fucking with the system. No, the Russians didn't do it. Now, he's saying they did do it. But it wasn't to help him. It was to help the Democrats. What I'm saying is, we who can see, because we got game, we know if you want to believe anything President or ex-president Trump is the easiest president ever to believe. And all you need to do to believe him is think the exact opposite of whatever the fuck he say. That's all you got to do. And you know the truth. Now, if you do that, you'll have everything you need to deal with the truth. Now, that deals with what you hear. You only need to believe you didn't see him fawning over Putin, and you didn't see the fear that that motherfucker expressed when Putin was standing next to him and when he was with that North Korean motherfucker. No, you didn't see the fear that in the intimidation that he felt. No. If you did, that would have taken care of, you know, what you see. Now, don't pay attention to the news. Don't pay attention to Google searches. And surely, don't pay attention to any kind of information on what this motherfucker is doing with the environment or your goddamn money. See, now those are three things that will take care of what you read, what you see, and what you hear. Now, what? I'm talking to Trump voters. You black motherfuckers too. So I'm saying, what are you left with? You don't believe what you hear. You don't believe what you see. And you don't believe what you read. You're only left with one thing to judge this motherfucker for. With, I mean. You see, take it from a real motherfucking player. Because that's how slow you motherfuckers are. This shit is in your face, and you still talk about whatever, whatever. We only have a con. What you see is not true. What you hear is not true. And what you read is not true. So the only thing that's true is the con. Now, this is what all master con men play to get. This is how they really register their marks. They see they got them. When the motherfucker don't believe what's being said. The motherfucker don't believe. I told you I knew this. Well, I didn't know him. I know Gene. Gene played a motherfucker in Germany out of $800,000. And he did it so smoothly. The Interpol stopped Gene. I don't know if they arrested him, but they detained him. And called this dude and told this dude what happened. And this dude said, that's not true. And he didn't want to press no charges. But fucking Interpol wanted to take this shit further because they had They had the goods. But the motherfucker that got laid told him he just believed Gene. And he said there must be some sort of problem. And you know how much he believed it? He bailed Gene out. And then you know what he did when he found out Gene is lady? He sent Gene $50,000 and told Gene that was the best lesson he ever had to pay for, and I'm willing to pay for it again. That's how people are. Man, that's how motherfucking people are. You fuck with a master con man, he gonna make you believe everything except whatever is true. Because that's his game. He play like that. Trump just has to, he's actually on another level. People play banks. You know, people play individual marks. I just don't remember reading anything about a motherfucker that plays a whole country. This motherfucker has to have done the first. This motherfucker is playing the whole country. If he can get you to go for the con, then you are right with him. But if you don't go for the con, something's wrong with you. Let me ask you, black-ass motherfuckers that's fucking with Trump. He got his own team counting the fucking shit in Arizona. You know the election been over for some months. You know they've been doing this particular auditing for some fucking months. So what I'm saying is, when are they going to come up with a result? It's okay. Because you don't care what you read or hear. You just care what this fucking con man telling you. Everything is going to be all right. Sit back. I'm going to give you the best fucking, whatever the fuck that you ever saw. I ain't going to tell you no details. But it's going to be the best. He already told you he was having the best motherfuckers legally and politically with him, and every single one of them in jail. Every single one of them in jail. So what I said, all you got to do is just not believe what you see, hear, or read. And hey, haven't you heard that shit somewhere before? I got to hand it to Trump. He got big balls. We be trying, like I say, we be trying to play a bank or something. This motherfucker playing a country, and y'all was talking about, he's only doing it because he, not y'all, but people, was talking about, he's only doing it because he's the president. That motherfucker ain't president now. And he's still playing like a motherfucker. Hey, and I keep telling you, the ADP's Trump. I got to hand it to him. He, nothing comes out of his mouth, nothing he do. He never goes anywhere, never says anything if he ain't playing. He be playing all the time. Playing mean he got something behind what he's saying, trying to get everybody to go, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, see, I got to admire that motherfucker for that. Game recognize game. And that's on a higher level, playing a whole country. Let me talk about something else. Fuck Trump. You know what? Social media has been a cool experience for me. I have actually seen it all on those sites. Argument, roasting, you name it, and I fucking witnessed it on them goddamn platforms. Now, maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little longer, I don't know, I decided I wasn't going to engage in any more of that bullshit on social media. Because that's where it lives. It lives on social media. Because you can say any fucking thing you want to say. You don't need no proof. You just say it and a whole bunch of people are going to read. I'm going to tell you, since I made this decision, I've been social media problems free. So I try to, you know, stay about my business now, my shows, my products, when I'm on any social media platform. Then you know what? Hold on, you guys. I got them hiccups. And because I'm not arguing and all that shit, my sales actually declined. But they have since leveled back off. What I'm saying is if I would have been weak or a sucker for money, I would have got back on those platforms and been getting that, all these fools talk that shit, getting a bad. For the nonsense, I'm telling you, I'll be reading, still today, I read a lot of bullshit about the game. But I don't say nothing like I used to. I just read it. See, what I've realized is you guys have that new guy. You guys have that new guy mentality. You still wondering why. That's your mentality. Instead of knowing because. Because we know, people like me, when you say, you know, have that question why, it's because, and you say what it's because of. We're veterans. We've been through shit. Figure out the difference, and maybe you will have learned something today. Otherwise, just stay asleep. And just make sure, because I'm going to come around and ask everybody periodically, are you comfortable? Go ahead on to sleep. Because I want to sleep to stay asleep. I don't never want you to wake up. What's so cold about listening to my black ass? I'm talking about what's so cold as I have mastered making you think. Every post, every little statement I make on my videos, every response to you is for and has one purpose. Because I know it is essential for you motherfuckers, as young men, to not be afraid of thinking. You don't realize it, but none of you think past your initial thoughts. Now, to be real, to grow into a giant, you got to be able to think critically, and that's way past your initial thoughts. That if you can critically think, it's going to take you to the next level. And each level you critically think on is going to take you to the next level. And unless you critically think, you're going to regress to the level you passed. Don't believe me. Let it happen and see. I got a lot of people who've learned how to think critically from my course, and their lives have changed dramatically. I mean, not simply because they have confidence, but from them realizing they've actually learned how to think shit through. Man, that is just big. If you send people, listen, think of this. Hear what I'm saying. If you send people to jail, you create a ready-made supply of inmates for the for-profit jails. Because you know that's what jails are. They're most prisons. I mean, they're mostly for-profit. So otherwise, if you send the jobs overseas, you create an atmosphere for an increase in crime. an increase in crime will surely increase the population in prison. Now, if you don't see my point, you must be a motherfucking Republican. Because no matter how you fucking ask me, I am not giving in. I'm not giving in to this shit. You guys, you know, you listen to my videos. You be listening to me explain all kinds of shit. I answer all kinds of questions that you ask. Oh, shit. Speaking of questions, man, you guys come back, man. I was tripping. But, well, it's only been a few minutes. 20 minutes, yeah. So I'm saying, you guys be fucking with my videos. You be listening to me explain all kind of shit. And I answer any question. But you still won't accept that you're getting crumbs off the table. Hey, I pulled my blog talk up, you guys, that was calling in. My bad. I was on that stream yard, and I don't get to see that I have calls on there. I can't help that you guys don't, you know, want to listen to the full scenario so you can learn something. Then, since you didn't listen, you want to hit me. You can be as polite as possible in the email asking for the information that alumni has paid for. Along with, can I give you or reissue some shit out to you that you bought? You did buy it. But I certainly said download this shit immediately because it expires. This link is going to expire. Oh, I lost my shit, blah, blah, blah. Fool, you think I don't know that means you didn't download it? I'm just saying, you don't ask the Microsoft to give you a whole new set of Word when you lose it or if you lose it or something fucked up. I told you motherfuckers I know what I'm doing. And there's no way I'm going to give you all of the keys to make sense of the nonsense that you motherfuckers experience on a daily basis. You got to make your mind up that you're going to purchase the course and enroll in Sidewalk University. Some of you don't know, this shit took me over 2 years to really understand, and it took me more years to master it. So I can't see why. I just can't see how any of you motherfuckers think you should be able to fly through some goddamn videos, which you don't even look at all of them. The whole thing, and I said, you'll be able to come up with this game. Man, we kicking man shit. This is real man shit. This ain't pimp shit. When you're doing shit, it can get monotonous. You're doing repetitive shit over and over daily. That's if you let it get monotonous. I try to avoid becoming bored by doing things. I stay busy. All right, if that's the case, until I get tired. And then I'll go outside and build me something that I can use around the house, around my office, or whatever. What I'm saying is the reason I'm saying this shit is that you, too, need to be busy. You need to get some shit in your life to occupy that unoccupied time, because it becomes space, and you don't need no space in your mind. Every inch of it should be occupied with your thoughts. As a future man of the hour, you're supposed to plot your evening out around how fly that you're going to be or you can be, and where it can give you the most exposure. If you don't think like that, what are you thinking about? Well, I'm saying is you got a goal where you get the most exposure. You can't be quiet about this game you got. You see, a quiet man has a harder time being a great man. I don't mean a man who does not talk loud. I don't mean that kind of quiet. I'm talking about a man who would let a Rolls Royce or a few jewels speak for him? See, you want to be the kind of man whose Rolls Royce only announces your arrival. Then that Rolls Royce and all your motherfucking jewels take a back seat to your ass and your charisma. That's how it goes. Some fools buy a Rolls Royce and have a few jewels and think you don't have to really mingle or speak to people. Therefore, you know, he don't say that much. Now, even when he is at a new bitch, he don't really say that much. He just, you know, flashes jewels, you know, buy shit, drinks, dinner, whatever. What I'm saying is material possessions are very valuable, but they cannot speak for you. They only represent what you should say or what level you should be on when you open your mouth. See, a real motherfucker like me knows the material shit only announces your arrival and indicates how you roll. But the show don't begin until I get my black ass out the car. And I'm dressed as a man of my nature should be, fly as a motherfucker, cool, calm, and collected, walking with the confidence of a motherfucking gunslinger in a new town. Yeah, it's the Wild Wild West in my mind. And if you fuck with me, I'm going to draw down your motherfucker so bad with myself, and I'm going to steal your ass by talking so much shit you won't believe how I could be a gunslinger who didn't carry a real gun and only talk shit. I know I'm a badass gunslinger because my past has given me the confidence to disarm any armed bandit in ear range. Because if he listened to me, I'd have him knowing he was gonna rob my motherfucking ass. You don't wanna harm me. Man, if you rob me, you robbing yourself. If you rob me, man, you robbing the motherfucking game. Shit. I knew I had to always be thinking of doing something to keep my mind sharp. Because if I didn't, it would be like yours. That's my point. I want all you motherfuckers who see this video to start thinking about what's going to keep you sharp in this life. Because you're not going to be 20 for the rest of your motherfucking life. Shit, I was 20, and I thought I had forever, which I guess it seems like it has been forever. But this shit, I'm 70 now. Ain't that a bitch? I can't be doing all that whatever I was doing. I already know. I learned during my tenure in the motherfucking streets. But you guys are going to have it so difficult because you don't really believe in the streets. You don't really have anything to believe in. And I'm telling you, if you don't have anything to believe in, you ain't going to have very many places to go. And if you don't have very many places to go, you aren't going to be able to find places where you feel comfortable with your type of dudes. Everywhere you go, you're going to feel the pressure of other real motherfuckers, respectable men, making casual judgments about you. Or at least that's what you're going to think. See, talking shit with motherfuckers sharper than you is the only way to grow. You ain't going to ever grow past that fear if you don't mingle with the real. And I'm curious, where are you motherfuckers? Oh, that's right, it's Sunday and you guys are all in church. So I guess I'm preaching and then you don't want to interrupt me. You can call in and make whatever comment or ask whatever question. I will address it. I doubt very much if I'll chew your head off, but I am capable of doing that. But I don't think that's the mood I'm in. You're going to talk shit with motherfuckers that are sharper than you as much as you can until there are no motherfuckers that are sharper than you, just as sharp as you. Then you've arrived. That's when you have arrived in the big leagues. You guys need to know, you don't distinguish yourself big. You don't give your, you can't say I'm a big motherfucker. You can say it, but ain't nobody gonna believe it. Because no one says that shit. Just one day, you realize everyone is treating you differently. Everyone is giving you a little more respect. And you notice in them big niggas that used to break your neck to speak to, that they noticing you and they speaking to you first. You notice that shit. People you have never seen before in your life know your name because your name is ringing loud and clear. Until you experience this kind of shit, your ass ain't big. Your blindness is. You're completely blind to what game is. If you want my course to work for you, you're going to have to do what I did. You're going to have to admit that you're trying to skate around all the goddamn parts of whatever the fuck it is that you think is going to be different. Or require too much of your precious fucking time. I mean, that's on you if you want to fail. But what do you think? This is a question. Oh, wow, somebody actually showed up. 631, what's happening, bro?
That's me, bud. What's happening, man? Urban Mac, what's happening, man?
Urban Mac, what's going on, man?
Just got to give a shout out, man.
Support, bro.
Thank you, man. No problem. That's no problem at all, man. I appreciate you, man. Definitely. Because you helped me change my life for a definite fact. So I definitely got to preach that, man, and teach that because it definitely helped me, man, through a lot of different things in my life.
What's up?
It's still helping. I just wanted to say peace, man, to let you know, and for the listeners that they hear me sometimes, because I know they see me chatting all the motherfucking time. So every once in a while, I got to call in and let them hear me, too.
Well, I appreciate that support, bro.
All right, peace to you, man.
Peace to you.
All right,
so come on, give me some more, you guys. I know you guys out there. Listen, so you guys got to understand some shit. If you want to fail, then you take part of what you can have. What do you think is the reason there are parts to a whole? I mean, there could be many reasons, but they all include having all the parts to make the whole. If you hit me and say, man, I got parts 1 and 2 of 1.0, man, and, you know, my life is completely changed, blah, 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 blah. If you got two parts of a four-part system, then you only have 50% of what you can, what you really need. If you have two parts of a seven-part system, you have even much less, like 30%, not even that. What I'm saying is, unless you have the whole thing, whatever that is, you're not going to get all of what it's, you know, promoting. This is something that's so important for you motherfuckers to understand. Speaking on my behalf, speaking about the course, if you get it and you only get a couple of parts, it ain't going to do nothing but open your eyes to how fucked up you are. And you're going to really be seeing it because that's all you getting as far as the first two parts, seeing how fucked up you are so you can change it. Sure, you're going to learn some shit in the course of changing, but you ain't really learning shit because you ain't doing shit. But checking yourself in the first two parts. Some of you are experiencing negativity because you're only working with a percentage of what you need. You got to stop cheating yourself and begin to treat yourself. I'm telling you, I'll give you another tip. In part three, it tells you that you must nurture your newfound confidence. The mistake you guys are making, some of you motherfuckers, is the same mistake you make, the mistake you're making with the course is the same mistake you make in life without putting in the work to get it. No one claimed this goddamn course would be easy. No one said it's going to be some kind of quick fix. Just because you're hearing people speaking in a more confident way, basing it on the course, don't mean that you don't have to work to get what they got. I told you and I'll continue to tell you, you got to put your work in. You guys are getting the full course, and no matter how many times I express this to you, you still don't put your time in the part you're on before you want to go to the next part. This is not the Fast and Furious or some other goddamn series of shit you can watch back to back. If you don't fully understand the first part, really think about it. How are you going to understand the next part? What you feel at first is a new confidence, but it's in its infancy. It's a baby. Instead of you learning what I'm trying to teach you, you take the baby you have and run right out and try to do grown-up shit. If you don't nurture it first, it's going to slowly degenerate and decline. Then you're going to be back to where you were when you started. And I'm telling you this, you guys need to believe this. The main reason shit do not work for you is you do not put in the effort to make it work. That is the main reason. I tried to start a group where we'd come together after your purchase and, you know, have a forum to kick it in, but just like everything else, you motherfuckers were too shy or embarrassed to admit you need this shit. I mean, I'm still open to doing whatever the fuck, if that's the case. But I'm not, you know, going overboard or too, you know, taxing myself to get you guys to try to, just like Urban Mac, he didn't have nothing, but he at least called because he heard me calling him out. You motherfuckers hear me? Let me, I'll tell you what. Let me look at this. There's 90 motherfuckers on here, and I can't get nobody to ask me about what I'm talking about because they just... scary motherfucker. It ain't no big deal, man. I'll just keep kicking it. I will just keep kicking it because I got a lot to motherfucking talk about still. I'm open to doing shit, whatever it is you might want to do. But I ain't going to do individual counseling. I'm not going to replace your shit for free. 310. What's going on?
What's going on, big bro? How you doing, Rosebud?
I'm doing really well, man. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. It's a blessed Sunday. Breathing. I was just calling to pick your mind about asking you a question. Cause you were saying, like, you feel me? You got to stay on your shit. You got to put in your effort. I was just calling to see how you feel about, like, a foundation. Like, do you need supporters or do you need people on your side or should you just say fuck everybody else and just be selfish like how you be talking about?
Well, man, you mentioned some foundation. Do you think a foundation is built up of people or you?
I'm saying I think it's built up of me, but you know how you have people that you support and they need you and you lean on them.
Hey, bro.
You get what I'm saying?
No, fuck you and fuck what you're saying because that's weak punk shit. It's just weak. You don't need no motherfucker. You need yourself. Of course, if somebody wants to support you by you having a foundation to stand on, you have a way to get them to see what you need as far as support and what they're supporting. But you don't need that supporter. You need that foundation. And that foundation comes from the platform you start on. How will you make yourself believe whatever it is you're talking about? How about that, bro?
No, that's real. That's real. I was just saying, because you were saying that about the effort. I'm like, all right, so you should just put all your effort in before you even have your foundation complete, because you don't need nobody else.
Stop. I didn't say that. Stop. how you gonna put all your effort in before you have your foundation? That's stupid. You're not gonna get shit done if you don't have your foundation first. And that comes from a lot of little successes. You gotta start out little, and you get a lot of little successes, and pretty soon you're gonna realize you can do what you think. And after you realize that, your foundation will start solidifying because you're starting to actually go after what you think. But it's a building process, and you're not building. You just want it. I keep telling you, everybody wants it. Nobody or hardly anybody go out to get it. I go get mine. Motherfuckers from Southwark University go get theirs. They recognize they want it. And maybe 10 seconds more, they thinking about wanting it. But every second after that, they going after it. Your motherfucking ass been wanting this shit for some years. And you know it. England did shit. That's just how it is, brother. Stay on the line. 312, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Daddy-O? How you feeling tonight, Jack?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Man, I'm motherfucking magnificent, nigga. I just got a simple question for you, Jack, you know, see if you can answer it to the best of your ability. You know, by you being in the game for whatever long you've been in the game, Jack, you 70 years old and still thinking like you 20, right? Am I right?
Yep.
Hello?
I said, yeah.
All right, well, dig this up, man. What inspired you to continue to have you constantly thinking like a young motherfucker? That's not sucker built, you know, because the game you deliver is real strong. You know, what inspired you, man?
Nothing inspires me to try to keep my conversation young. I just keep my motherfucking ass laced with game, and I'm a sound young because game is what it is. It doesn't get old.
It's time. It's like a Rolex, huh?
I just spit the truth over and over and over, year after year after year. And if you look at what I was telling you in 2012, I'm telling you the same motherfucking thing now. I might be using some different myths or whatever to explain it, but it's the same shit. It don't change. Game is real.
Like a motherfucking a leopard don't change his spots overnight. I got it. Okay. All right. I think, man, I bet that then. Chuck.
313, what's up?
What's the deal, bud? This is Rod Greer.
Rod Greer, what's up?
How you doing, my baby? I just wanted to say, I developed the ability to answer my own questions, but I drop shit off on you like when I can. So my thing
is, wait. Start over, and I need you to speak a little clearer because I didn't hear everything.
Okay, let me. Yeah, you hear me better.
Not better, but come on.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, I developed a sense to believe in my own thoughts when I ask myself questions and whatnot, but, you know, fucking with the programs and whatnot. But what I'm saying is I asked a couple weeks ago how I developed, like, a sense of rite of passage with SWU, and I know it's not really meant for that, but that's how I took it. What would be a regular way for men to have that rite of passage without no role models to instill that path on them, or they don't have them role models to do that for them?
Well, that's a good question, man, to tell you the truth. There is no road or no rite of passage. But to go with what you're saying, there is something that you're supposed to do as a teenager turning into a man. And that's be responsible. That is not tell yourself no bullshit. Otherwise, do you know why a motherfucker in them African-ass tribes, when the dude is 12 and turned 13, they tell him to go out there and bring me a lion head or else you ain't no man? You know why that they do that?
Yes.
Why?
To show... You know, once I motherfucking grab the lion and rip his head off, I bring it back to my people. What isn't it that I can't do to show that I'm not a man? You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. That is not what I would have said, but that is correct, goddammit. What the fuck you can't do if you didn't went out there and cut a motherfucker's head. A lion, king of beasts, king of the jungle, you cut his head off and you 13. Now, shit, you can't be a boy any longer. And I bet you bringing that lion head home, your dick going to get harder and harder. Not for the lion, but because of how you feel. Carrying
right.
that goddamn lion head home. Shit, man. So what I'm saying is you right as far as rite of passage. But what I'm hoping is we stop looking for what it is, the vehicle for rite of passage, and understand that the rite of passage, it doesn't take no goddamn vehicle. It takes accepting what it means to be a man.
Mm.
Hey, listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen. Tell me your motherfucking ass at 12 years old would go out into the goddamn jungle and cut a lion head off because that's what they say it takes to be a man.
Mm, I see what you're saying.
What am I saying? Because you didn't answer it.
What you're saying is it's strange, you know, that scenario of it.
No, man, no,
of course
no, 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 no. What I'm saying is ain't no way in the fuck you'll go in the jungle and try to cut a goddamn lion's head off.
Right.
Because you didn't grow up like that.
Right.
And it ain't got nothing to do with you being a punk or scary, but as far as to them goddamn Africans, man, you a scary motherfucker. You 18 and you ain't never cut a lion head off? Man, hell no.
Right.
Man, hey. I'm 70 and I ain't never did that, motherfucker. Shit.
Mm.
What I'm saying, bro, it don't matter what somebody thinks. It matter what you know. And what you know,
mm-hmm.
the key to being a man is accepting your responsibilities. All of them. 100%. No shirking any of it. If you got some kids, take care of them. If you got an ex, you ain't got to take care of her, but you ain't got to be mad at her either. So I'm saying it's just a whole bunch of shit you just supposed to do.
Mm. Men do men things. And I'm noticing I be around my peers, these motherfuckers, since I got this game, I can't hang around them. Huh?
Listen, I done already told you, you're going cut your friends loose. They're going to see how stupid they are compared to what you learned. You can't be mad at that. If you see the motherfucker, he need a ride, pull over, pick him up, take him wherever. If he needs some gear to him. But hanging with him, you can't do it because they too slow.
Mm-hmm.
All
right,
then.
Hang on,
let me get 218. 218, what's happening?
Thank you, Rosebud, for all the game you've given us. And I purchased your course 1-4. And I just got one question on, because I'm still on course part one. And the question I had was when you said open your mind to new info and new ways of seeing the same thing.
What about it?
Hello?
What do you want to know about that?
For example, like, for me, it would be like on a daily basis, you know, seeing the changes of you know, what I see every day. Like,
bro,
instance,
stop. Listen, you asked the question. You had the words. Otherwise, see, you know, shit differently. See how it
mm-hmm.
can work differently. Now, for
mm-hmm.
you to have to ask questions about how you do that is two things. You have no confidence. And you don't believe shit you think. Because there's no way you don't know what that means to see shit differently, try to see shit differently, and make it work for you, or whatever, however you phrased it. There's no way you don't see that. Because let me ask you something, man. If me and you was talking about walking up to this lady and saying something to her, neither one of us know her, and you thought, man, I wouldn't do that, man. Shit. And I'm saying, man, I would. And then I said, why wouldn't you do it? And you said, because she might tell me no or think this or think that. And I'm saying, well, she might think that, but she might not. Who's right?
You are, because you took the step out.
No, I'm not. We both right. You just scared to see. She might do exactly what the fuck you said, but she might not. So what I'm saying is you got to be able to see past that she might do it, you know, embarrass you or whatever. You got to see, yeah, I'm taking that same chance, but she might not do it. I mean, in the negative way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Really and truly, bro, don't say yes, sir, unless you really understand. Do you?
No, I do, because I'm looking at my notes, and it says you have to practice on your craft on a daily basis, think with confidence. So you answer the question, yep, that's it.
All right, see, the thing about you guys is you get something, it works a little magic for you, and you stop using it. You can't otherwise. You only come to Sidewalk University to know how to use this shit. But after you leave Sidewalk University, you've got about 3 or 4 years of using it before you really feel like it's you. You guys got to
okay.
understand that that's the way it goes. All right,
then,
go ahead.
My own, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, you only got 1 through 4. You need
yes,
5 through 7. You only got what you got, which is part of what you need. I'm telling
yeah,
you,
I'm only going.
What you need
I'm just.
It's not gonna work. You got to get all of what you need, but it's cool. Do it when you can.
No, I'm sticking on. I'll just listen to you. You know, I'm listening to you live, and you saying don't go past 1 until you understand 1. Don't go past 2 until you understand
okay.
2.
Yeah, okay, bro.
You know that kind
right.
of thing.
Right, you're right. That's what you're doing, and that's what you're supposed to do.
See, yeah, that I didn't go. I mean, I did. Get notes on part 2, but once you said that, I was like, wait a minute, I need to ask the question on part 1 before I even go to part 2, even though I got the notes on it.
All right, you brothers, thank you very much. I'm going to put y'all back in, and what I'm saying is I got a lot more shit to talk about, because I've been getting a lot of emails. I mean, they've been concerning the same thing. People be mistaken motherfuckers' confidence for arrogance or aggression. And I told you guys that the course is a complete guide for what to expect, for what you need. And the third and fourth parts of 1.0, the things or the tips that you get is to help keep that fucking misunderstanding from happening. And you gotta understand, most people are threatened by confidence. So a certain amount of tact is called for. 2.0 goes deeper into how to carry yourself and how to deliver your message without threatening the person. Even though you don't make any threatening gestures or comments, your cockiness is not invisible. People see it, and you need to be careful of that until you've really mastered confidence. My father, I mean, God rest his soul, he was a remarkable man, wise beyond his years, and he was a man who not one time in his life took any shit. What my father said, when he said it, that was it. I remember the summer that he realized I was growing up. My girlfriend had went to L.A. for the summer and was due back. She hadn't called or anything, and her father was getting worried because she was late. So much so that he wanted to go to L.A. and get her. And he asked me if I wanted to go, and I told him I did. I rushed home, told my dad what was up. And after my dad told me, girl, that girl is up to no good, and you ain't going nowhere. I looked at my pops and said, Daddy, I'm going. And my pops looked at me and said, boy, you in love, ain't you? I don't know where he got that shit from, but I think, you know, I had to be in love or something to tell his motherfucking ass, no, I am going. So he gave me his blessings. He didn't even go off on me after I did that. And so we went that way. And so enough, my motherfucking bitch was fucking off with some of those slick ass LA niggas. I don't think she intended on getting with any of them. She probably gave them some pussy. I don't know. But she was definitely fucking off. And her dad said, her dad said, learn a lesson right here, boy. Women ain't shit. He was talking about his daughter. Because she was fucking off. Confidence is not something any person can do without. A lot of people think when you like rich, your life is like smooth. Somebody at least call in and answer this. If you made $100 and your bills were $75, would you be better off than a person that made, let's say, $2,000? And his bills was $1,500. Well, you wouldn't think you would be better off, but you wouldn't think that both of you spending 75% of your money on bills. I mean, you're really equal in that sense. Since I was both of these men, I can tell you firsthand, a man without confidence is afraid of things he's not sure of. Not having confidence for him is a curse. And he can only do what he's done in the past with total confidence. Anything new or anything involving something of his desire, he shuns away from. The man with an abundance of confidence is afraid it's all a dream. As much time as a confident man spends shoring up his confidence, he spends almost that time feeling uncertain about things in his life. The major difference is the confident man is not afraid of doubt, especially when he's doubting himself, because doubt for a confident person pushes you forward. It's like fuel. It's like fuel is to your vehicle. It literally propels you forward when you doubt. While doubt for a man that's lacking confidence is another nail in his coffin. My point to each of you, with or without confidence, you can still use my courses. Now, the thing about me, where I'm coming from, you're going to have to accept this. The reasoning behind the game I spit is where I kill the rest of these guys. They just say stuff and force it on you. I say stuff and let you see it or not. Without the correct reasoning of why you live as you do, you will never achieve what's waiting for you in this life we live. You can be insulted, or you can wake up and learn the why. And all the other reasoning of why game works. I got laced by OGs before me. That I feel obligated in return to try my best to address all you motherfuckers' questions. Any that you bring, you know, and I'm going to address them with the utmost care and give you or your concerns real thought. I mean, I don't just think this is nothing. I really think this is important. I ain't going to go unrewarded. So I'm not sacrificing anything. Because in the course of interacting with you, I'm gaining knowledge on hosting my own radio show. Hey, and I'm telling you, people have been talking to me. I mean, it ain't nothing happening yet, but people have been talking to me about a real radio show. You know, we all going in the same direction, and that direction is straight to our futures. our paths may not cross in our choice, you know, of interest for the future. But for now, we can use all the information we discovered together as a guide and navigate our destinies. Because I believe in being in charge of my own life. And in the process, learn some new things that's going to help me move forward at all times. The great, important thing for me today is to make my family self-sufficient so that they can live happily ever after. I ain't going to be here because I know I'm pressing that on my daughter. A fairy tale life that is in no way a fairy tale is very possible. You just have to stay focused on your goals. I'm living a life that many dream. I'm on a mission to go down in history, as my nigga Fillmore Slim will, and other giants in the game. I'm playing with fire, and I'm not getting burned. And I know I'm only responsible for what I believe. But given those facts, the only thing available for me is to keep on pushing till I reach the pinnacle of my being. Shit. I gotta have a drink on that. I ain't stopping. I'm serious. 404, what's going on?
I'm calling.
What's up? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man. I'm calling and looking at this thing you're talking about, thinking, critical thinking. And I just want to say, whether you think you can or you can't do something, you're right. For the brothers, they got some kind of confidence going on issue. And whatever it is you think you can do it, but you got to put the work in and be willing to fail. And then if you fail, you only lose if you don't learn.
Hey, you know what, bro? I try to tell people the same thing. I agree with you totally. You can't win if you don't try. And you don't lose unless you don't learn.
Exactly.
I agree with you, boy. I appreciate that, man. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro. Keep it up.
Right on. Okay, see, I'm going to tell you something. Really and truly, I ain't going to really stop what I'm doing until I see some kind of indication of what this game was back in the day. And I won't be happy until most, if not all, of these young pretenders get the message. Because I remember a movie where the planet wasn't Earth, but the planet was ruled by women. Dudes were submissive. Now, whether you know it or not, shit you see on TV has always been an indicator to where the powers that be want to lead the country. Star Trek wasn't about space. Star Trek was to prepare us to meet aliens and get ready to go into space. The game is precious, and you're a big part of it. So you got to take it upon yourself to always be an exemplary representative. And you got to take it upon yourself in being exemplary that it makes you think critically and it qualifies you to say you are the caliber of man that you claim. I mean, never, and I mean never, make a person guess what it is you are. Some fool, you know, they be at it over and over. You know, they just... I always want to say what I am. And every year that I was on that social media, some couple came at me, one or two motherfuckers, on their own free will, to start talking about me. it's really true. Success brings fools out of the woodwork. Niggas make outrageous claims, but of course I mostly ignore them because it's ignorant. I make one or two comments, but that kind of shit is way beneath me now, for sure. I don't even fuck with it now. I used to go at it, you know, with a fool, as long as they had wind. I don't care. It could be days or weeks. I'm sure you guys see me doing that shit. But I don't do none of that now. I learned most of them dudes get a taste of attention speaking about me, then they just want to keep doing it. So I won't give them the pleasure to actually debate some shit with me. I can really care less. I can really care less than the fuck about any motherfucker who wants to try to falsely claim shit about me. Most dudes weren't even born when I stopped pimping. If that's the case, I really would love to know what a pimp was. What a pimp could possibly have against me. I ain't even been in the game. The rumor shit they spit never say any facts that they could back up. And just think about it. How many gurus, seriously, how many fucking gurus have you been privy to? And they've come and gone. They've come and gone. And if they're still here, how many of them have the same platform they started out with? How many shows have come and gone proclaiming to be about the real game or real ways to catch? This, that, and the other 101. This, that, and the other from the best. Come on. Have you really thought about how much bullshit is on social media? Fuck. I'm proud to say you can go back to 2010. You can go back to before then. When I decided to go hard with my confidence course, and you see that I'm still here. Same site, well, different site, but the same channel, same everything, with the same products. Just like Microsoft still got Windows or Word, shit, they just have a new version, 10, 11, whatever. I got new version up to 2020, but I ain't ready for 2023. This is a testimony to the fact that I ain't no joke. And my confidence course and SWU are both legit, and I'm fucking proud of them. You're witnessing it. Some of you are living it. Being clear, then you can see. But sometimes you need help. People need help sometimes. But you ought to wake up and realize help is right here. I'm right here. I'm not leaving or going anywhere. I'm right here. You know, we all know white people never left or felt Black Lives Matter. I wonder, will the civil suit be filed? And if it is filed, will the perpetrator, this country, be found liable? It's a proven, admitted fact that the racist Republican Party has caused damage to this country that needs to be repaired. 313, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? Rod again. I got a quick question. So it seemed like everybody, you know, look up to the game and pimps. Who did the pimps look up to besides other pimps in the game or respect, you know?
Well, believe it or not, they didn't look up to the white man, but they aspired to do what white people did. They aspired to go to the restaurant. They aspired to have the best shit. They aspired to live in, you know, nice houses and have nice clothes. They didn't want to be restricted because they didn't have no money. Like, this is what they thought white people of. This is what they thought of white people. All white people wasn't like this, but the ones they was thinking or as far as referencing were. They had the cars. They had the, they could eat wherever. They could do whatever. Pence wanted to be like that, bro. Not like white people. And there wasn't no real players, you know, back then about that. Otherwise, gamblers, anybody black that had something going on, the numbers and all that shit, they was low-key. You know, Pence didn't want to be low-key. Pence wanted to flash. Pence wanted to be seen. So, you know, you if you want to be seen and you ain't got no car, then you got a hard, you know, road ahead of you. But if you want to be seen and you go buy a car and somebody see you and, you know, your whole image is starting to build. And that's what started the Pimp thing as far as that goes. Wanting to live like, I hate to say it like this, but that is what it was. Wanting to live like they seen white people live.
You know, just better living, higher echelon of living. I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
Hey, but wait. Not just better living. I'm talking about carefree living, not worried about shit.
Mm-hmm. Having your way. Like, for instance,
yes,
I go to the show, I don't
way,
worry
yes.
about the price.
Yeah, right.
100.
All right, you got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. That was a good question, man. Thanks. See, if we don't repair this damage, which I'm not holding my breath, but the country's credo, if it was real, not only would, you know, if this country be guilty of terrible racist injustices, it would just be shown to be a liar. So what I'm saying is, just think of this. Why, since the Democrats, whatever majority they have, big or little, why haven't they just completely said, fuck you motherfucking Republicans, we've been the past this voter shit, I don't give a fuck about you. No, because them white people are all white, and they all on the same goddamn side, and they all trying to fool you. So you can think one of them is on your side. I ain't saying Biden ain't on my side. I'm saying that motherfucker could have proved he was on my side weeks ago. And he could have said, fuck all you guys, because the Republicans, they ain't giving a fuck about saying fuck all you Democrats. Yeah, but the Democrats want to be, oh, we want to, you know, have a, you know, a agreeable. Whatever, man, come on. They wasn't agreeable in 64 when they beat Jerry Lewis' ass on that bridge. And they ain't going to be goddamn agreeable in 2021. Shit. I don't know what we waiting on, Democrats, but any motherfucking way. to me, let me tell you something. It's just a terrible racial injustice within these borders. I mean, this country foes the beating of Rodney King. This country exposed that. Then this country start, I think Rodney King was the beginning of catching shit on camera. But since then, every little filming, not every, but damn near all of those niggas being filmed beat to death by motherfucking police, a couple of Mexicans, no white boys, maybe one or two. But I'm saying, and what I'm saying is, the niggas are hated like OJ. Let's just see how long it takes this country to straighten this fucking January 6th shit out. The insurrection. There's no fucking way you can tell me if your son or your daughter was in that motherfucking Black Lives Matter march and anything like you saw happen, that the Capitol happened in the Black Lives Matter march, your son, if he ain't dead, your daughter, if she not maimed, they would be seriously psychologically fucked up. And you just can't tell me that you wouldn't be screaming bloody racism. So what I'm saying is this. I know a lot of motherfucking Spanish people, and they know I respect all of you motherfuckers, but I don't bite my tongue. S.A. motherfucker would be full of shit if you defended that Zimmerman motherfucker in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And if you see the shit that they doing with this voting, if you see this shit fair and legal, you just a supporter of racist bullshit. And you cannot say anything else other than that's what you did. That's what you did. My thing is this. If there was a black person who defended Zimmerman back then, I would be stating the same thing to them. Zimmerman and all those other filmed motherfucking beatings and murders got away with murder right in front of everybody's face. And I hate each and every one of them guts for that. I do. I swear I do. All right, y'all. I mean, I didn't mean to get so personal, but this is killing. I'm watching the news all the time, and this shit just fucks me up. Motherfuckers got killed. I mean, all kind of shit comes to get the voters' rights. And all the white people, oh, yeah, they should have it, yeah. Now he said we shouldn't. All right, man. Y'all, you know, I'm gone.